Alright, Gen Z, buckle up because today we're diving deep into a topic that's way more important than your latest TikTok obsession. Emotional release. Like, seriously, if you're constantly bottling things up, girl, you're gonna explode. And trust me, no one wants to be around a walking pressure cooker. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when anxiety is just gnawing at your insides and stress feels like a constant shadow following you? Yeah, I get it, fam. We're living in a time where everything feels amplified: social media pressure, deadlines, existential dread, and let's not forget the never-ending thirst for validation. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl under their blankets and binge-watch reality TV. But here's the thing. Ignoring your emotions isn't gonna make them disappear. It's like trying to sweep dirt under the rug. Eventually, it's just gonna come back with a vengeance. So, what's the solution? Emotional release, my friends. Think of it as a detox for your soul. Just like you need to clear out your inbox and organize your messy room, you also need to let go of those negative vibes that are weighing you down. Here are 5 key takeaways that are gonna change your emotional game. 1. Embrace the feels. Yeah, I know it sounds scary. That suppressing your emotions is like trying to hold back a tsunami. It's just gonna cause more damage in the long run. Allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling: sadness, anger, frustration, even joy. Don't judge those feelings, just acknowledge them. It's like saying, hey, I see what's going on here, and taking control instead of letting your emotions control you. 2. Find your outlet. There are a million ways to release those pent-up emotions. Think about it. What do you enjoy doing that helps you feel more grounded and centered? Maybe it's journaling, dancing like nobody is watching, because let's be real, they probably aren't, hitting the gym, or painting your feelings onto a canvas. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just find something that works for you. 3. Talk it out. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even your dog who judges less can do wonders for your emotional well-being. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with someone who truly listens can help you process them in a healthy way. 4. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, which means we make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes just need a break. Be kind to yourself, don't beat yourself up over every little thing. Remember, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. Treat yourself like you would treat your best friend, with love, understanding, and a little bit of grace. 5. Set boundaries. This one is crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't serve your well-being. Protect your time and space because you deserve to prioritize your emotional health. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Think about the last time you had a really bad day. Did you bottle everything up inside, or did you find some way to release those feelings? Maybe you went for a run, cried it out with your bestie, or just sat in silence with a good cup of tea and let the emotions flow. Whatever it was, chances are, doing something to acknowledge and process those feelings made a difference. Let's say you're feeling super overwhelmed by school, work, and social life. You're constantly saying yes to everything, even though you're drowning in stress. Then bam, a panic attack hits during a Zoom meeting. Talk about awkward. It could have been avoided with some emotional release. Taking a few minutes each day to journal, meditate, or just breathe deeply can make a world of difference in managing the stressful feelings before they spiral out of control. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And emotional release is a key part of that equation. So, start letting go of the things that are weighing you down, embrace your feelings, and create space for joy and peace in your life. Because trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Now, go out there and unleash your emotions responsibly, of course. Don't forget to tag #selfcarerx on TikTok if you found this episode helpful. And hey, share the love with a friend who needs to hear this message too. Remember, we're all in this together. And don't forget to hit that follow button and leave a review, it really helps me spread the self-care gospel.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.